Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a classic jungle-style call-and-response riff in Ableton Live 12, using crisp transients, dusty mids, and that chopped, sampled energy that sits right in the FX lane of old-school drum and bass. The idea here is simple, but the payoff is big. You're going to create a short musical phrase that answers itself, almost like two bits of sample material talking back and forth. One hit makes the call. The next hit replies, and together they give the drop shape, attitude, and movement without cluttering the low end. That's the key in jungle and old school D&B. The break is already busy, the bass line is already doing work, so your riff has to feel alive without stepping on the kick, snare, or sub. Start with a clean 1-bar or 2-bar loop at around 170 to 174 BPM. Get the drums feeling solid first. Kick, snare, break. Whatever your foundation is, make sure that groove is already locked before you add anything else. Why this works in D&B is because the FX phrase only makes sense when it's sitting around a real drum pocket. It shouldn't float above the track like a random overlay. It should poke through the break like it belongs there. Now build the riff on a single MIDI track or audio track, but keep it short. For a beginner-friendly approach, load a short amen-derived hit or a dusty percussion chop into Sampler. You can also use a chopped break fragment if you want it to feel more authentic and sample-based. I'd lean toward the chopped break vibe for this lesson, because it gives you that natural transient shape and built-in grime straight away. Program a 2-bar phrase. Think of bar 1 as the call, and bar 2 as the response. A good starting idea is to place a hit on beat 1, another on the offbeat around the end of 2, and then maybe a pickup before beat 4. Then in the second bar, answer it with a slightly different ending so it doesn't feel copied and pasted. Keep the notes short. In jungle, the silence between the hits matters just as much as the hits themselves. What to listen for here is the relationship with the snare. The snare should still feel like the main anchor. If the riff makes the snare feel smaller, then it's too loud, too bright, or taking up too much of the same mid-range space. That's your first quick reality check. Once the rhythm is there, shape the transients before you add any grit. In Sampler, keep the attack tight, with little to no attack time, a short decay, and a short release so nothing smears into the next hit. If the sample feels soft, use drum bus very lightly. A touch of transient emphasis can help the front edge cut through the break, especially on smaller speakers. Don't overcook it. We're not trying to destroy the sound, just make it hit with intent. Then move into EQ 8. This is where you start controlling the dusty mid character. High pass the part somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so the low junk gets out of the way. If the sound feels cloudy, pull a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If it needs more presence, a small lift around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help the attack speak. And if it gets brittle, don't just keep boosting highs. Sometimes a tiny dip in the 5 to 8 kHz zone is all you need. This is one of the big lessons in old school D&B. You want dusty mids, not shiny mids. You want the sound to feel worn in, like it came off a tape loop or a rave record, but still readable in the mix. That balance is the vibe. Now let's add a controlled amount of grit. Saturator is usually enough here. Push a few dB of drive, then listen carefully. If the peaks are getting too spiky, turn on soft clip. If saturation makes the sound harsh or congested, clean it up with EQ after the fact. You can also use drum bus before saturator if you want a bit more body and transient push, but for this kind of riff, subtlety goes a long way. A small amount of saturation adds harmonics that help the part read on club systems and headphones without turning it into mush. What to listen for now is the front edge of the sound. The riff should still read immediately, even at a lower volume. If all you hear is a tail or a fussy body, the note is too long or the decay is too open, keep it short and sharp. Let the attack lead. Next, give the rhythm some feel. You do not need heavy swing here. Jungle already has plenty of motion from the break. Keep the first call hit right on the grid. Then nudge the response slightly late, so it feels like the phrase is answering in a more human way. You can also let the final pickup land a touch early if you want more tension into the next bar. Small moves only. If it feels drunk, you've gone too far. If it feels robotic, the response is too locked to the grid. You're aiming for that sweet spot where the phrase leans into the groove. Now bring in auto filter if you want movement. A classic trick is to keep the call slightly darker, then open the response more so it feels like the answer is stepping forward. That contrast creates tension and release without needing more notes. In old school D&B, that darker call, brighter response shape often feels very strong because it gives the phrase a clear conversation. You don't need huge filter sweeps. A small opening can feel massive when the drums are already busy. At this point, check the riff against your bassline or sub. This is the moment where the real mix decision happens. The part should sit above the sub and leave the kick and snare lane clear. If your bass has a lot of mid-range growl, the riff might need to be shorter or darker. If the bass is sub-heavy and minimal in the mids, the riff can carry a little more presence. A good rule is this: if the bass is active on the offbeat, keep the riff more staccato. If the bass is sparse, the riff can breathe a little more. What to listen for now is whether the track feels fuller or just more crowded. If the loop sounds bigger but less powerful, the riff is probably masking the snare crack or fighting the bass articulation. That's your cue to shorten the tail, darken the response, or trim some mid-range around 300 to 500 Hz. Once the basic idea works, stop tweaking forever and commit. If you're resampling, print it to audio. That opens up a lot of arrangement options. You can reverse a hit, cut a tiny gap before a chop, or make the phrase feel even more sampled and old school. In fact, a tiny microsilence between chops can often sound more authentic than any amount of extra processing. That's one of those little jungle secrets. The gaps are part of the groove. From there, create a second version by changing only one thing. Maybe you shorten the tail. Maybe you shift one hit earlier. Maybe you open the filter a little more. Or maybe you mute the first call and let the response become the hook. That small variation is enough to make the phrase work as a fill or a second drop lift without losing the identity of the idea. In jungle, variation matters more than complexity. A two-bar phrase can feel huge if the second half evolves properly. When you place it in the arrangement, think like a DJ hearing the tune in a set. Tease the call in the intro with filtering. Let the full call and response land in the first drop. Remove one hit in the middle of the drop to create space. Then bring back the dirtier or more open version in the second drop. Keep it musical, keep it purposeful, and don't let it run forever just because it loops well. A couple of quick reminders as you work. Keep the sub out of the effects lane on purpose, because clarity is heavier than random thickness in this style. Let the transients lead, not the sustain. And if the part sounds great on its own but falls apart with the break, the problem is usually note length or placement, not the sound design. Shorten first before you reach for more processing. That one habit will save you a lot of time. So the recap is this: build the riff around the drum pocket, not outside it. Keep the call short, the response distinct, and the transients clear. Use EQ and mild saturation to get dusty mids without low-end mess. Check it against drums and bass early, not after you've fallen in love with it. Then arrange it like a proper jungle phrase. Tease, answer, vary, and commit. Now it's your turn. Try the mini exercise of the homework challenge. Build a two-bar immense style call and response riff using only Ableton stock devices, one filter, one saturation stage, and a high pass so nothing useful stays below about 120 Hz. Make a clean version and one alternate. Keep it tight, keep it gritty, and make sure the snare still wins. If it feels like a sample jungle phrase instead of a generic FX stab, you've nailed it.